You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Jake Owen, and this is Good Company.
We in good company.
Welcome to Good Company, a podcast where we talk about everything under the sun. Friends, good times, and life.
We in good company.
Now, here's your host, Jake.
All right, y'all, what's up? It's Jake. I am back for another episode of Good Company with Jake. And today is something that's pretty cool. I wanted to intro you guys to a friend of mine. His name is Mr. Larry Fleet.
Hey.
Yo, yo. And, you know, some of you guys might have already known the name Larry Fleet by perhaps if any of y'all followed my Instagram page. Posted some live videos a little while back when we were sitting around a campfire out on my property, and we were in the studio. Larry was in town for the day, and I said, man, you got to come in here and let's get you in front of these microphones, and so you have a little bit better of a chance to intro yourself to those out there. And that's what Good Company is all about. That's what this whole podcast started for, was for me to talk about things that just interest me and things that are fun for those out there, and good people and good stories and good conversation. And that's what you are, Larry Fleet, man. You interest the heck out of me, because I ran into you for the first time at a friend of ours, Wesley Finch's property.
And in a barn.
In a barn. Yeah. And you reminded me of me, except you have a way better voice. And I was coming walking up to the barn, and I remember people used to say this to me sometimes. They were like, man, I came in, I didn't know if like they were playing a radio or what. And I'm like, oh, you know, thanks. I remember when someone used to say that as a compliment. And I was walking up that night, and I don't know what song you were playing, but it might have been a Stapleton tune or something. And I was like, damn. I'm like, God, that sounds good. I was just walking up, and I had no idea you were playing live. And I came in, and I saw you sitting over there playing, and I was like, who is this guy? And I could tell that everybody else in the room was saying the same thing. So, Larry Fleet, y'all say hey to Larry. This is Larry sitting here behind the mic. Yo, yo!
Hello, hello, hello.
And I walked up. I said, man, I introduced myself, and you told me, you know, you tell everybody where you're from, man. What's your story?
I am from White Bluff, Tennessee, which is Dixon County, but grew up right on the county line between Cheatham County and Dixon County. You know where Cheatham County's at.
I know where Cheatham County is at. I live in Cheatham
Stomping
County.
Stomping grounds over there.
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I grew up there. I live in Chattanooga now.
Didn't Vern Gosden, didn't he live in White Bluff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Vern Gosden's like a hero of mine, man. So.
That's my guy, man.
Yeah.
There was a Creepy's Barber Shop, which was, he cut everybody's hair. He had two haircuts.
That's where he had that picture on his album, right?
Yeah, that was in the front of the
store. Chiseled in stone.
Yeah, my mom would not let my granddad take me and my brother to get our hair cut by Creepy anymore, because it was either a flat top or a buzz. I mean, that was pretty much all you got.
Where do you get your hair cut now?
I do that in my own bathroom now. So,
That's awesome. But yeah, White Bluff, Tennessee, man. Yeah, it's Cheatham County, just right up the road. And it was just, I don't know, it was kind of it seemed like one of those deals when I ran into you that day. I was like, I got to know more about this guy. So we kind of kept in touch, and you came out, like I said, to the farm a little while back, and we sat around playing some songs, and it's been my goal to just help you get your name and your voice out to the people of the world, man, where they're able to hear you. And I'm excited for that, because your story, as your story goes, I mean, so tell me, so you're in Chattanooga now, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you're over there making music at random, wherever you're going, playing.
Wherever they'll have me.
Yeah. So give us your story, man.
Well, grew up playing bluegrass, one porch to another, you know, just what we could do, and weekends and after church and whatnot. And then, I don't know, probably 10 years ago, I started writing for a couple of different companies, you know, one company at a time, not
right.
Started writing for a couple of different companies through the years.
Let me stop you there for a second. So, you know, like you say, you played bluegrass, you moved to town, you lived here, you're outside of Nashville, but mm-hmm. you came to town, you got a publishing deal or something mm-hmm. back in the day?
Yeah, I think I wrote 5 songs and sat down with the label, and they were like, you want to sign with us? And I said, yeah, okay.
So did you get the whole rigmarole when you first, because obviously, I mean, you had the voice in you got now, people recognize that, but did you feel like when you were saying earlier, we were chatting, I mean, you got this deal, or did you feel like the whole formula was you get this deal and all of a sudden you're going to be famous?
Yeah.
Like you're going to go from playing bluegrass on front porches to playing arenas full of people.
I remember leaving the office that day. I was like, yeah, okay, let's do a deal, you know. I went straight to the bar that night, and I was like, I'm famous, you know. Like, I made it, everybody.
Hey, you guys have seen that in this town. We got a couple other guys in the studio with us. Shout out Keith Kaufman and John Anthony, who are always holding it down on this podcast for us. They're in the background always making sure it sounds good. But these guys are Nashville cats, and they know that, you know, we've all seen it, man. There's the, you know, people, you get a record deal or you get a publishing deal, and you think that's it. I mean, that's what's going to happen. You're famous now.
You are famous.
You know your parents or your family or whoever, they think you're famous.
You know? And everybody that you're friends with, because you have a publishing deal. You're legit. You know, you are bona fide now. And
right.
You couldn't tell me any different either. I thought I was it. And I thought, well, okay, probably 2 or 3 weeks in, I'll have a couple songs cut and, you know, go out and buy me a Range Rover or something, you know, I'm going to be balling. And no, didn't work like that. But I actually worked for a radio station here in town. And I remember they started laying people off. And that's whenever I got a pub deal, was because I left there like a week later. I was like, well, I got to find something to do, you know. And first place I went, I got a deal. I had no songs either. I mean, I just started writing. And they liked it, so they signed me. And then, you know, I did that for a while and then started playing around.
And this is this is before you were married.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We've only been married for a little over a year.
Over a year, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we hit the road. I'd play any bar, anywhere around, especially Southeast. We was tearing them up. And then I signed another pub deal after that one was over a few years back. And then we had one song hit the radio, but didn't do too well. And
it's that you were singing on, or did you?
I signed a pub deal first, and then...
Is there a place where, as of right now, without any new music out, is there a place you would send people to, I mean, where you have your music out there where people can hear?
Oh, yeah, iTunes, Spotify.
Right.
There's 5 songs on there, and you can listen to them as much as you want. And,
right, yeah.
And
tell your grandma and grandpa to go get them too, right?
Exactly.
Spread the word.
Yeah. So, yeah, did that, learned a lot from it, and I kind of took a step back and... For the past 3 years or so, I'm just kind of been working and doing the married life and the all-American dream.
I sense it. That's why I feel like you're here, man. I feel like that's why I'm talking to you. I feel like when I met you, I don't know, you just struck a chord with me, man, on something where when I first moved to town, a lot of people don't know this about me, even though the story has been a bit misconstrued, but I moved to town. I dropped out of college. I moved up here, and I only had maybe like $800, I think, $1,200 at the max, because maybe my dad gave me an extra $400, like, which he was mad at me anyways for leaving college, but he was a supportive father, so he said, look, I'll help you out a little bit, but you're on your own. And I moved up here, and I needed something to do with that money, and my mind, I don't know if it was just you kind of have to see it to believe it or what, but I thought, well, if I'm going to go start a bank account, I might as well do it on Music Row, because isn't that where the Music Row people go, you know? And I was just always trying to think of ways to get myself in areas where I could at least be seen or heard. And I knew it wasn't going to happen in Tallahassee, so that's why I moved to Nashville. And then that first stop was that bank. And walked in SunTrust Bank. It was over here where Doc McGee's spot is now on the row. And I met this lady named Becky McElwain, and she was so sweet. She said, "What are you here for?" I told her. I said, she's like, "Well, I'd love to hear your music sometime." I was like, "Well, that's really funny you ask, because I got one in my pocket right now. I got a CD." So I left it with her. And the next day, very next day, she called and she said, "Hey, there's a guy going to reach out to you from Warner Chapel Music. He loved your songs." Sure enough, guy calls me, says, "Hey, man, I want to work with you." I thought I was freaking famous in a day, dude. Mm-hmm. And I called home to my mom and dad, couldn't believe it. And I ended up working with these guys for a few months until, way long story short, it just kind of it didn't feel right and it fizzled out and I made a different move. But my point in bringing that up is that there's random reasons. If it wasn't for that lady in the bank, who I, by the way, Becky McElwain, shout out. She's still my banker to this day. I love her and her husband very much. And they're just great people. But if it wasn't for her, and it wasn't for her just kind of sensing something about me and helping me out, you know, I don't know where I'd be right now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And so I feel like I've been lucky enough at this point in my life to have, like, whether it's this podcast, whether it's being out on the road, whether it's playing songs, I have this platform where I've been able to, when I see someone that I think is great, I just want to help them, man. Like, I'm not, like, there's, you know, this is a town full of people, of places that, like, look, at the end of the day, people are trying to make it, well, you're trying to make a dollar to say, do your family and everybody. But, like, I've never in my life chased anything based upon money. I've always done it because I've been interested in it, and I think it's all, and for some reason, money has come along with that. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to hear you say earlier when you're like, you know, I thought I was rich, I was going to get a Range Rover or something, something like that. Like, I think a lot of people feel that way when they come to town. They see the business. They see these shiny buildings. They see the big dogs in the business having nice things and going to parties at their nice houses and stuff. And I think that's what misconstrues people's path sometimes. And so I'm interested in your story, just where you know, and after saying all that and where you are now, I went off on this tangent because I said there's this fire I believe that I can see on your face, man, and inside of you, that you want this to happen. But I guess my question to you is, how are you going to make it happen? What is your thoughts from here on out and where you are now in your life? You're married, you're not living in Nashville. I know that puts you on the spot, but I mean, that's life. Life's about being put on the spot, yeah. You know?
The 20-year-old self and then my 30-year-old self is so much different now. And, back then it was like, oh, the shiny things, you know, and what, oh, look at, you know, I'm going to get to go to cool parties. I'm going to drive cool cars and, you know, all this stuff. And now it's like, you know what? I would kind of like to just go home and make a living doing what I like to do. But it's kind of like this. You do plenty of charity work stuff, too. When you got a talent that you can use and it costs you nothing to right. help other people out, that would be awesome. Like every year in November, we would have a little show at a bowling alley bar. And I'd say, look, you know, free cover charge or whatever. Just bring in, you can either pay $5 and put it in the pot or you could bring a toy in or whatever. And we would raise all kinds of money and toys. When I say all kinds, $1,000 or something, you know.
Yeah.
And give it to the local people there to give it to the needy families and stuff for the kids. And I always thought, man, that's so cool. But imagine what you could do on an upper level.
Right.
You know, and that's something that I like, that I look forward to now and didn't really know that I was doing that back then. But so my ideas have changed and my motivation has changed. And yes, I'm married now. So we've been married for a little over a year. So now it's not me trying to take care of myself. It's a family. And well, we have a bloodhound and my wife. So he eats more than my wife does. So, I mean, we got, you know, got to put food on the table. And so motivation is changed, and that's where we're at now.
Well, yeah, man. I told you when I first met you, you know, you're married, having that wife, and it's important. As I talked previously on my podcast before with my grandparents, they've been married for 70 years, and how important it is to take care of that relationship, because I find that happiness stems from your core mm-hmm. of what your values are, you know, and. But I wanted today, before we got out of here, to maybe pick a song or two, let you sing one of your tunes. Because one thing that a lot of my fans and people out there know about me that they might not necessarily always get to hear from me on the radio is how my love for old school good country music, man. And when I heard you singing, I knew that you felt the same way about that. So the other night we were sitting around the fire, and I just started picking this, and I started singing, Hank. Let's talk about your old daddy. Tell me how your mama loved that man. And oh, Larry.
Just break out the bottle halls. I'll tell you about the drifting cowboy band.
We won't talk about the habits.
Just the music and the man.
Now, Hank, you just gotta tell me, did your daddy really write all them songs? Did he, man?
I don't deserve no answer, Hoss. Let's light up and just move along.
Do you think he wrote them about your mama? About the man who done her wrong? Yeah, well, back then they called him crazy. Nowadays they call him the same. Most folks don't know they fired him from the Opry. That caused his biggest pain. Well, if he was here right now, Bo Cephas, yeah, do you think that we'd be right? Think he might.
Well, don't you know he would waltz? He'd be right here by our side.
If we lived for show in Provo, we'd be the first one on the bus and ready to ride.
It's ready to go, Hoss.
Yeah, man, we could keep rocking on that. I'm gonna hand you this guitar because I want you to, before we get out of here, I want you to play a tune, one of your tunes, man, that you just singing on. But it's exciting for me, man, to meet you and share you with the folks out there. This year on the podcast, I wanted to make sure that people that I met like yourself, I got on here because, as we said, like having the platform to be able to do that, there's nothing that brings more pleasure to me than being able to introduce people to folks like yourself that are super talented and are great. And we have the ability to do that. So you guys, thanks again, Larry Fleet, for coming by. This is Larry Fleet here. from Cheatham County, White Bluff, Tennessee. And he's going to rock you one of his songs. What are you going to play for us, man?
I'm going to write you one called Die Young that I wrote.
All right.
I think you dig this.
Yeah, man.
Well, I seen the inside of a smoking bar. I played for tips in a pickle jar. And I wondered how I'd pay my rent. $10.50. Well, I got busted for smoking pot in the Domino's Pizza parking lot. And I did a little time in the county jail until my daddy could come and pay my bill. And it's all part of living this good life, standing in the spotlight and putting up a good fight. And I don't give one damn what people say. Yeah, I'm sure I ain't done it this way. So live hard, live fast, and die young.
Yeah.
Well, I tasted $1,000 glass of champagne, and I stayed up all night doing cocaine. I've been city worker poor and I've lived in the slums. And I've been an honorary member at the country club. And it's all part of living this good life, and standing in the spotlight and putting up a good fight. And I don't give one damn what people say. Lord, I'm sure Hank this way. So live hard, live fast, and die young. Well, I've walked with Jesus and I've talked with God, and he drowned my sins in my uncle's pond. And I got a good girl that's waiting at home, and she loves me no matter what I've done. And it's all part of living this good life, standing in the spotlight and putting up a good fight. And I don't give one damn what people say. Yeah, I'm sure I ain't done it this way. So live hard, live fast, and die young.
Yeah, Larry Fleet in the house. Yo, that was the Good Company podcast coming at you one more time. We really appreciate you, Larry Fleet, swinging by, talking to us,
thank
man.
You,
we're gonna try to sling you out there and get you heard by as many people as we possibly can, and then I think you got it from there, man. Again, people can find your music on
iTunes, Spotify,
wherever your favorite music is sold, played, or streamed.
There you go.
We'll see you guys soon, right back here on Good Company with Jake. Appreciate ya. Yo.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.